by the side of a kund. This kund is called sometimes Krishna kund, and sometimes it's called Radha Sarovara. And this is a pastime place of Radha and Krishna. Last time we came here, the time before last when I came here, and many times I came here in the past, this place was heavily populated with monkeys. And just as you see, there was a monkey up the tree before. In the summer season, the monkeys climb the trees, and they jump into the water and they swim. But last time we came here, which was only a few months ago, they were very busy. It's called monkey business. They were very busy in catching monkeys, and I've never seen this before, but they had a big metal box over here, and they had a big metal box they were carrying, and they'd put some bait inside. The monkeys would go in, they'd drop the, and then they would place them from one crate into the other one, and then they were taking them all away. So actually now you only see a handful of monkeys right now, but normally there's 50, 60, 70 monkeys are all congregating around here. So up on this hill, you can see, this is called Moor Kutir. You can see the peacocks on top of that kutir. And over here, through the bushes, we'll come closer, I think just around about here, there's another place, another hill, one of the heads of Lord Brahma, and on top of that is a place called Mangar. So Moor Kutir is a place where Radha and Krishna used to dance, and sometimes Krishna would have a competition with the peacocks to see who could dance more beautifully, and Radharani would be the judge. And Krishna would dance very nicely, and then the peacock would dance, and Radharani would say, and Krishna would say, "So whose dance was better?" And Radharani would say, "I think the peacock's dance was better." So then Krishna would get really, really determined, and he would dance so beautifully, just like a peacock. He would dance so meticulously. And then he'd say to Radharani, and that dance? And she'd say, "I think your other dance was better." And in this way she would slight him. And then it's also said here that sometimes Radharani would complain to Krishna that there are no peacocks in our forests. There's so few peacocks. And then he and Krishna, Srimati Radharani, would get up and they would dance. They'd dress like peacocks and they would dance just like peacocks. So sometimes in the bazaar even you see pictures of Radha and Krishna with peacock dresses on, all made out of peacock feathers, dancing together. And up on that hill, there it is said that there was a blind artist a few hundred years ago who painted a painting. And when he was painting, because he was blind, he couldn't see anything. But Srimati Radharani came to him and told him that as long as you're painting this picture, I will reveal this pastime to you. So you'll be able to see it within your heart and you'll have the ability to paint this pastime. So there's a painting up there which is said to have come from that time. And it's still, to this day, it's worshipped on the altar there. So these places are places that for hundreds and hundreds of years, all sorts of exalted personalities have visited them, because they're so dear to Radha and Krishna. And there's a throne over here, a seat. And according to Dinabandhu, who knows more about these places than most people, he says that that's a seat belongs to Madhu Mangal. And just as we're hearing how Madhu Mangal, he's a little fatty and he's a little slow, but he's very intelligent. Look, here we go, up the tree with a plastic bag. Monkeys are full of monkey business. So Madhu Mangal, one time Krishna and the cowherd boys, including Madhu Mangal, were walking through this village that we just came through. And as they were walking, they were looking here and there. And what they were actually looking for was they were looking for a house where the lady of the house was out. So they walk by and they look carefully inside and look inside and look inside. And if there's no one inside, then they run inside and they start eating all the milk products, all the butter they can eat and all the yogurt and so on and so forth. So they found a house like that. And they ran in, all the cowherd boys, and they were eating out of all the pots, and they were having such a good time. Madhu Mangal was there as well. But the gopi who owned the house, she just happened to be coming back, and she looked in, And she saw that all these boys were in there eating and taking, plundering all her pots. And so she very quietly, because they were all absorbed in what they were doing, she came in and she took the latch of the door and she quietly closed the door and latched it. Now, as we all know, Krishna, he's so used to stealing butter and other milk products that he's very familiar with the sound of a latch being latched. So he knew just what to do. He looked around and he saw what had happened, and he looked around the room and he said to his friends, "Look." And they looked up and there was one little window. And he said, "All right, all out the window." And Krishna climbed up and they climbed up on each other's backs and they all got out the window and escaped. Except Madhu Mangal climbed up and he got halfway through the window and he was so fat and he was lame and he got stuck and he couldn't get out the window and he couldn't get back, he couldn't get out, and his legs were flapping like this. He was half out, half in. And the lady of the house opened the door to show all her friends, "Look what's happening here." And she opened the door and all the boys were gone. Except there was one boy stuck in the window going, "Help, help, help, help," and waving his hands. And so the ladies thought, "All right, he's going to get the punishment for all of them." So they took his little chubby legs and they pulled him back into the room. And he was very penitent once he was surrounded by all of these gopis. And this lady said, "All right, you come with us." And they took him outside and did the same thing. They tied up his sikar and they slapped him and they called him names. And they did so many things. And he was crying and crying because brahmanas, they're not brave. They're very wise, but they don't like to be punished or chastised. So Madhu Mangal was crying and crying, and Krishna and his friends came around as if they had nothing to do with anything. And they saw all these lady gopis and they were all chastising Madhu Mangal. And so Krishna said, "Do you know what you're doing?" And they all, "Huh?" And he said, "Do you know who that is?" And they all look at him and they said, "He's not a cowherd boy. He's a brahmana." And then Krishna said, "You know, you've committed brahman aparadh. You've committed terrible sins against a brahmana. Do you know what will happen to you because of offense of a brahmana?" Oh, and all the ladies were really worried immediately. "Oh my goodness, what have we done?" And so Krishna said, "But don't worry." He said, I can solve this problem." He said, "All you have to do is bring him here, sit him here, make a nice seat for him, sit him here. When he's seated peacefully, you can worship him, chant all sorts of mantras to him and appease him, and he'll forgive you. And then give him lots and lots of laddus. And the more laddus you give him, the happier he'll become. And if you give him a lot of laddus and he eats all these laddus, then he'll forgive you all. Otherwise," he said, "you're all in terrible risk of offense." So they brought Madhu Mangal here, and very seriously they worshipped him. And after worshipping him here, they fed him to the up to the neck with laddus, and the cowherd boys as well. So many different playful pastimes take place here all the time. Because Krishna's regularly, every day, he comes here to play with the cowherd girls, to trick them in some way, to tease them in some way. They jostle, they find some reason to argue with each other. Sometimes they argue that you did this, no, you did that. You're stealing this, no, you're stealing that. And in so many clever, charming, sweet ways, Krishna charms the minds of the residents of Vaishana and all Vrindavan with his playful pastimes. So we should continue from here before the monkeys come. That's a person. Yeah.